Happy Monday and good morning. This is welcome to the Dinosaur Money Podcast. This is your host, me. So let's just do a quick recap and then get back to you. So sourcing wasn't that good this week. I found a couple items, but not a lot of items. I found this old Schwinn Stingray bike that looks like one of those old school choppers with the fat tire in the back, the skinny wheel up front, kind of sits back with a banana seat. Sweet bike, but it's got a lot of work to be done. It needs to be de-rusted pretty much, so we got some work to do. Found this cool jacket that's from out of this company from Amsterdam. Kind of rare item around here, so we're going to start hitting the Poshmark heavy, getting these winter items listed and get them out of here. And then, let's see, what else are we going to do? We didn't find much else, man. It was my daughter's christening, and then there was a big game, Miami versus Florida, and obviously we lost, so it was a rough night. Anyway, the schedule that we did last week, where Monday we clean, Tuesday we picture, Wednesday, Thursday we list and mark down, Friday, Saturday we source, worked out pretty good overall. I think we got most of the things listed. You know, we might have to go back and fine tune some things, but I think overall it worked pretty well. Also, I've noticed going to bed way early, since I don't sleep that much anyway, going to bed at I went to bed yesterday at 9, maybe 8:30, and I woke up out of bed at like 3. Right now I'm on the way to work. I feel a lot better than I do when I stay up all night and then cram some sleep and like I go to work right out of sleep. I feel a lot better right now. So, you know, waking up at 3 a.m, getting all my stuff shipped, getting everything prepped, and then getting my workout in, shower, breakfast. I feel pretty good right now. So, you know, I think that's the way we're going to kind of shift things. Instead of staying up all night, we're just going to do some way early morning stuff. So this stuff hits you guys first thing in the morning, you know. That's it, man. I mean, I don't have much. I'm just trying to stock up my eBay, stock up my listings for Christmas time, stock up my Poshmark for fall and winter, for people to start buying stuff, which is going to be soon. And, you know, I'm always trying to think about 3 months ahead. And, you know, that's when you need to start buying. You know, a guy told me that you buy your straw hats in the summer. Now that most people don't wear, buy your straw hats in the winter. So, not that most people wear straw hats anymore, but this guy was from back in the day. And, you know, in these little farm towns. And, you know, they would wear straw hats, you know, during the summer to keep the sun off their heads. Well, he noticed in the wintertime, they were super cheap. You know, dirt cheap because people didn't want them, you know, so people were just trying to unload them. So he would stock up on them in the wintertime. And then when the summertime came, you know, he would sell them for twice or three times as much because that's when everybody needed them, you know. So I always think about that philosophy of, you know, you don't have to buy low, sell high. I mean, you do, but buy when it's out of season, you know, plan ahead and you'll usually do pretty good. So anyway, we're doing that. And what else are we trying to do? Ooh, also, another tip. Get the branded eBay tape. I'll find the link that I bought it from, and I'll put it in this notes. But, man, it makes your packages look so, so good. And it was, honestly, man, it was cheap. Like, it wasn't any more... I found out that it wasn't any more expensive than buying, like, you know, duct tape or scotch tape, the clear shipping tape from Walmart at a 4-pack. I think a 4-pack I paid $9 for. At Walmart, and then I thought I only ordered 12, but they sent me 16, man. So I don't know if that was a mistake or that's something that they do to, you know, the extra value service. I don't know. But 16, and I paid $26 for it with shipping. So that's like, you know, think about it. If I would have bought 4 rolls, it would have been $36, at Walmart, right? So, and the tape quality is better. So I would invest in that, man. It makes your packages look really good. You know, to see that eBay label on it, like when they get it, they know, like, you know what I'm saying? It feels good, man, to know that your eBay stuff got there. Plus two, I think it gives us a little bit more credibility. You know, that anything you can do to associate your company and your name with a big name like that is good. Because then they think they're buying from eBay, right? Like, ooh, I'm buying from this big company that's you know, has systems and processes and return policies and is secure, instead of just some guy out of his garage in Florida, You know, it kind of gives you a little bit more credibility. So I would definitely invest in that. I've been using it. My packages look really good. And I even put an extra piece of tape over the shipping label, so the front says eBay on it, you know. So I think it looks pretty good. But anyway, that's all the recap we got today. Now let's get to you. So Monday is a day of cleanse. To me, is a cleansing day, a refreshing day, a day to start, you know, the business week starts. So let's start on a high note. Do something nice for yourself this morning, like treat yourself a little bit extra if you can, you know, add a little bit of extra breakfast, maybe drink some tea, maybe just go for a walk, you know, start channeling that good energy into your life. You know, take a shower in the morning. I don't know what it is about water that wakes you up and rejuvenates you, but it does. So, you know, let's start off when we walk in that building, or when we walk in whatever we're doing, we start hit the ground running. You know, everybody else can go around saying, it's Monday. Let them drag ass, dude. That's fine. Don't worry about them. Worry about you, your manager, your directors, your bosses, your customers will see you, you know, swinging that big energy. And, you know, they'll want to do business with you, dude. They'll want to assign you responsibility. They'll want you to be in that building. They'll want you to be in charge of people, because they see how you bring it on the first day of the week. And you're going to push everyone around you to be better, because the standard in any group of people is either set by the person with the highest standards or the lowest standards, right? Either everybody goes up or everybody goes down, depending on who has more influence, right? It's easy to go down. It's super easy to suck and go down and just bitch and complain and moan and piss and whine, because that, I think that's our natural state, is just meh, right? So the person who's like that doesn't have to have a lot of influence, but their influence is strong. It's very Machiavellian. It's very subversive, right? It's very, oh, did you hear about this? Oh, did you? Oh my God, I can't believe this. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? And people want to be like their peers, so they'll just automatically start, yeah, that sucks. And then, yeah, that sucks, right? And then they'll go spread that around. Hey, me and Becky were talking about how bad this sucks. What do you think, right? And it snowballs, dude. But you can be the person of light, the person of good, the person of positivity. And it's easy to cut that out real quick, right? All you have to do is someone come up to you, oh, what do you think about this? Honestly, and just be honest. Look, I don't really know, man. All I know is that I'm here to do a great job, and I just want to have this a good, clean environment, and whatever positivity you can spread, or hey, man, you know what? We don't really know what's going on, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm worried about doing a good job right here. Do you want to help me? You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you can interrupt that pattern, do it. Because if you don't, it will spread like a cancer, man. And it's really hard to fight 10 people when you're the only person positive. You need to get a couple people on your side, so 3 or 4 people that have your back that are into it, right? Because then there's always a group in the middle who's just kind of indifferent, but they will want to lean and be with the positive people instead of the negative people. Let the negative people, let them brood. Let them be the ones who stand out as, God, man, I can't stand to be around them, right? So sometimes, you know, it's hard. It's difficult to be that positive person, especially on a Monday. But and after enough repetition, after enough people see that you're like this on a regular basis, they'll gravitate towards you, and it'll start changing, you know, your organization. It'll start changing the way you do things. It'll start changing the environment around you, you know. And it's difficult, but it's worth it, right? Remember, and I struggled, and I personally struggled with this a long time. I wanted everybody to like me. I thought that was more important than being respected. Because I just wanted people to like me, you know? And I ended up hating myself, because I realized that I wasn't really a good friend. You know, I was not really who I should have been as the leader in my organizations and my companies I worked with in the peer groups. I did a disservice to them by trying to get them to like me instead of respect me. And not everybody's going to like you, and that's fine, especially when you're positive. You know, it's like shining light on a vampire, dude. You know, vampires don't like the sun, no matter how bright and how good for you it is. They don't like the sun, man. So be a light, shine light on those vampires, and get them out of there. All right, you got this. I'm sorry I kind of went off on a tangent. But anyway, you got this. You can do this. Happy Monday. Go out there and crush it.